Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is The Holy Spirit Fell Upon the Believers and They Spoke in Tongues and Prophesied. We're friends, I'm so excited you're joining me today on Bible Book Club, because this is a wonderful message, a very important message. And we're talking about the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues and prophesying. That is in the Bible. It's when Jesus died, and the disciples were told to go and wait in the upper room. They did that, and there was 140-something people there. And Jesus said not to leave that place until you receive the Holy Spirit. And so that's what happened. The Holy Spirit fell on them, and they got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And who baptized them? Jesus. That's a baptism from Jesus. And you get baptized into the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. And he will be with you. That's what Jesus said. Don't blame me. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. Okay. So, we're reading the Acts chapter 19. I'd like you to continue reading the Bible with me. I start in January and I end in December. And, you know, I've been reading the Bible for over 30 years now, and it gets sweeter and sweeter every year. Every year there's something new in the Bible that you did not know and that you need to know. So I'm encouraging you to stay with us, join our Bible book club. If you'd like to join that book, just make a request in Facebook and I will put you in there. And we're growing. I'm so excited that people are interested in reading the Bible on a daily basis. Amen. So Acts 19, Paul traveled through Turkey and arrived in Ephesus, where he found several disciples. Do you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? He asked them. No, they replied, we don't know what you mean. What is the Holy Spirit? Then what beliefs did you acknowledge at your baptism? He's talking about water baptism. Everybody had to be water baptized, as you saw in the New Testament. And they replied, what John the Baptist taught? Then Paul pointed out to them that John's baptism was to demonstrate a desire to turn from sin to God, and that those receiving this baptism must then go on to believe in Jesus, the one John said would come later. As soon as they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then when Paul laid his hands upon their heads, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in other language and prophesied. The men involved were about 12 who was in that number. Then Paul went to the synagogue and preached boldly each Sabbath for 3 months, telling what he believed and why, and persuading many people to believe in Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. he began to have a separate meeting at the lecture hall of Tyrannus and preached there daily. This went on for 2 years, so that everyone in the Turkish province of Asia Minor, both Jews and Greeks, heard the Lord's message. And God gave Paul the power to do unusual miracles, so that even when his handkerchief or parts of his clothing were placed upon the sick, they were healed, and any demon within them came out. See the power of the Holy Ghost. We cannot do anything. But when the Holy Spirit is in you and empowers you, you will do amazing things. In fact, the Bible says in the last days, there will be many people doing amazing things with the power of the Holy Ghost. Friends, I ask you to baptize ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit, and you will be empowered, and you will receive your prayer language. What is your prayer language? The language of tongues. And you may not know what you're saying, but you don't have to know, because you're communicating with God. You need that language. Why? Because it was the Holy Spirit said that he will help you to pray. Many times we pray and we don't know what we're saying, and we don't know what we're asking, and we wonder why we're not getting our prayers answered. Because sometimes we don't know the intricate parts of the problem. But the Holy Spirit does, and he can pray. He prays, the Bible says, and he advocates for us. He makes intercession for us, and he can do it without you. But what good is that? We get the benefit when we allow the Holy Spirit to intercede, using us to intercede. And he will tell us what to pray. Many times you can speak in tongues and for hours, and you don't know a word that bypasses your mind. You will not really understand what it's saying. But you have a feeling in your heart, and you know that he's praying according to the will of God. And he and you will get a result from that. You will grow in the Lord. And later, probably, he will give you an interpretation of whatever he's been praying about. Amen? Friends, I want you to know this Jesus. Do you believe that? Do you believe in the power of the Holy Ghost? Do you believe, like the Bible says, that the Holy Spirit fell upon the believers and they were able to speak in tongues? They were baptized with the Holy Ghost. And how does that happen? You ask. To ask Jesus, say, Jesus, baptize me, save me first, and then baptize me with your power. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost, that he can live in me and give me that wisdom that I need in order to survive in this day and this time. And if you do that, God will respond, and you will be empowered, and maybe you will help other people to come to know Jesus and do great and mighty things in his name. Amen? Let me pray for you. Father God, right now I just ask you, and if you don't know this Jesus personally, can you repeat this prayer after me? Father God, I just ask you to, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. I believe you died for my sins personally and for the world. And Lord, you're not willing that any man should be left behind. Father God, I ask you, Lord, to come into my life, change me, heal me, deliver me, forgive me. And Lord, for all my sins, Father God, I'm truly sorry. I truly, truly repent. And I want to serve you with all my life. Yes, I know I don't have that power, but you can give me that power. And then baptize me with the Spirit of the living God. Yes, your Holy Spirit that only you can give. You are the baptizer. and what I receive it right now, and give me my prayer language that I can speak to you in the way that you want me to speak and pray how you want me to pray. And I thank you for it. And Lord, since you forgave me, I will forgive anyone who has hurt me. I will forgive anyone that you say forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Yes, Lord, and I thank you for it. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for whoever hears this message, that they will be filled with the Holy Ghost, that they will have the evidence of speaking in tongues, and that you will empower them with the power of the Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Lord. I give you the glory. You receive all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.